A plan to ease the state budget deficit last year included $250 million in cuts for the University of Wisconsin system, but students were hit with a tuition hike last year to offset some of the state funding reductions. The two-year deal also called for a tuition boost for the 2004-2005 academic year. The Board of Regents has passed the latest increase by a vote of 12-4. Regent Roger Axtell voted for the package, but says it was preordained by last year's budget deal between Governor Doyle and the legislature.
I don't think anybody here is happy, but it was necessary. And as Chancellor Jack Miller said so eloquently, the net bottom line is we put $150 million additional cost on the shoulders of our students and their parents, and for that extra cost, they're getting $100 million less in quality. I hope we never have to go through this again.
With passage of this fall's operating budget, tuition rises to 21% of the UW's revenues, not far from the 25% provided by state taxpayers. Student Regent and UW-Madison Law student Beth Richland voted against both tuition hikes over the last 2 years. She says students from low-income families are hurt the most.
Especially as we're preparing our biennial budget for 05-07, we're looking into these bottom two quintile groups of students who were forcing out of the UW system through these large tuition increases. And it would be incredibly different if the financial aid were keeping pace with these tuition increases and fees and, you know, our auxiliary reserves were staying up with these tuition increases, but they're not.
The latest round of tuition increases means resident students at UW-Madison and UW-Milwaukee will pay more than $5,000 next year. Tuition for resident students at the other four-year UW campuses will be about $4,000. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.